But just a quick review of some bottom lines that we came out with in Halachot and Shin Aleph regarding carrying on Shabbat. One of the Halachot that we read in yesterday's Halacha is an interesting case. Maran holds that something that's a takshit, something that's an ornament, a piece of jewelry, clearly for a man, if it's the normal way for a man to wear this jewelry, so it'd be okay for him to wear it on Shabbat. The basic rule is something that's a malbush, a garment, or a takshit. These are things that people normally wear. That's what we said yesterday, that a man's ring would be okay to wear on Shabbat, even in a place where there's no eruv, because that's the derech. Chacham Ben Tzion talks about decorated pins. You know, sometimes the people wear these pins on their jackets, on their lapels. And again, it's also a takshit. So what's the difference if it's a takshit on your finger or around your neck, or you put a pin on your garment? You know, it's made for men. It has a hashibut to it, as a takshit, I should say. And therefore, there is no problem with takshitim. Question that the poskim grapple with is if, let's say, you take a functional item and turn it into a takshit. You know, it's some people, they take their keys for their house and they make it into silver or gold plated, and they make a necklace out of it. So, well, of course, it's a takshit in the sense that it's, you know, it's gold now, it's pretty, but it's also functional. Well, Shulchan Aruch actually brought two opinions on this, and in the Stam, in Siman Shin Aleph, Maran writes that it's asur because of Marit Ayin. Because the people are going to say, oh, he's doing it in order so he could to open his door. They're not going to think that he's doing it because it's a takshit. Although he brings the Yeshua Amrim that say it's okay. Usually, when Maran has a stam in the Yesh, so we take the stam. And that's the way Hakam Moshe Levi comes out as well. Davar asur l'takshit u'tashmish. It's a dual function. It's a takshit and a tashmish. You got mafteyach, like a key. Sha'asa'o mikesef. And you put it on a chain. Or like you see sometimes they use it as a tie clip, for example. Asur l'aset bo l'rishut t'rabim b'shabbat. Nesha'ro'e oto yabo l'hoshdo sh'otzio l'turek tashmish u'mafteyach b'lvan. But it's time, people are going to say, oh, you're doing it for the key. And that would be a problem. That's the Lazar holds like that as well. That's the way he explains the Yerushalmi. It's the Shita of the Rosh as well. Maran writes in Shin Aleph, Alakha Yud Aleph. The Ashkenazim are lenient on this. The Ashkenazim are lenient. That's the Eliyahu Rabban, Megid Abraham, the Mishnah Brura. He says, in Limchot Bideh Mekilim. You can't really, you know, knock the lenient people on this. But Sferadim, again, should be strict on this. It should be pointed out, as far as I remember, Acham Baruch Alav HaShalom was lenient on this, at least in Brooklyn. Many Shabbatot we saw him wearing a tie clip that had this key that was you know, made out of gold or silver as a takshit, and he wore it as an ornament. So, well, if that weighs into the argument or not, clearly Acham Baruch did do it, although it's hard to understand because Shulchan Aruch himself was strict, unless we can say that he was relying on the Eruv of the Ashkenazim, because there was always an Eruv that the Ashkenazim had in Brooklyn, although we might not have held it kasher, you know, for carrying, let's say, for regular purposes, but in the case we have Safek over here, could be was okay. Hakam Moshe Levi actually says, "Umkom sheyesh eruv ayedet surat petah, efshar lakel bazeh gam l'asfaradim." So therefore, with an eruv, you could say, "Well, maybe the eruv is kosher. You know, maybe we don't have really a reshut rabim today because there's different ways to learn. The different eruv is okay, and some say it's okay to carry the key like this. So it could be Hakam Baruch Alav Shalom use this." And if that's the case, then could be in the cases like Brooklyn or Deal where there is some sort of eruv, whether you hold of it or not, like a regular carrying, when these quasi cases that are up to subject to mahloket, could be there's more room to be mekir. Also, the cases that we discussed, just to receive bottom lines on them, would be obviously buttons that you use on a shirt. Those are functional buttons that batel to the shirt. You don't have to worry. The question is the reserved buttons that they put on the bottom of the shirt. Chacham Ben Tzion holds that those buttons that they put on the bottom of the shirt are considered significant, the hashuv, and they're not functional, so you cannot consider it malbush, and therefore it's considered a carrying on Shabbat. Chacham Ben Tzion held you have to remove those reserved buttons from the shirt. Because again, they're not serving any purpose now, and they're important because if you need the buttons one day, reserve, you have them right there. So you're storing an important thing on your shirt. So you just got to take off the buttons. Achamavadi had a different approach as well as Achamoshe Levi. They held that once it's attached to the shirt, it automatically becomes secondary to the shirt, and therefore both Acham Moshe Levi and Menuchata Bachele Gimal and Achamavadi Alam Shalom, at least in Yalkut Yosef, in Shabbat Bet, was lenient, although Acham Avadiyah did say Hamachmir Tavo Ala Beracha. You know, if one of you Mahmid to take off the buttons, the reserve buttons. But again, the logic is they're attached to the garment, they're not coming off. Even though you're not using them now, Kamashelevi has proofs. The things that are accessories to a garment, even though you're not using them, they become batel to the garment. The last case we discuss is the rule, and just a general rule, that anything that you're wearing, not to protect your body, but to protect the garment from getting dirty, that's called atzulei tinuf. That's called carrying on Shabbat. A garment is to protect the body, not the garment. Shahadu talks about a man that's having some emissions coming out of his body. He cannot wear a certain type of apparatus in order to save his garments from getting all soiled, because that's considered it's not a malbush. That's just saving the garment. So we run into big questions in the practical, the halakha of today, of wearing, for example, plastic over our rain hats. Well, not a rain hat. If it's a rain hat, you're not going to put a plastic over it. If it's a regular hat, for example. You know, these people wear these felt hats, these nice hats, but they don't want it to get the wet on Shabbat when it's raining. So they have these plastics that they put over the hat, or for that matter, rubbers that they put over the shoes. Now, clearly, when it comes to the hat, you're putting the plastic there to save the hat. It's not really doing anything for the person. It's just to save the hat from getting wet. For that reason, Chacham Ben Tzion is strict and holds that one should not, wear these plastics that they put over the hat in order to save the hat from, or for that matter, certainly, when everybody has all said, I think, putting a plastic bag over a hat. Because there, the plastic bag is not doing anything for the person. It's just saving the hat from getting ruined. That's clearly carrying on Shabbat. Now, the argument comes to these custom fit and plastic coverings, where Chacham Moshe Levi says, since it's made to fit the hat, it's considered one with the hat. Therefore, it's not like you're throwing a towel over your hat. It's part of the hat. It's one with the hat. It becomes accessory to the hat, and therefore it's considered the malbush like the hat. So he wants to make a difference on these type of coverings that we have. And therefore, he is lenient as well as Chacham Avadiya. There's more room to be lenient on the rubbers that we wear on our shoes, because that's also stopping the water really from going into the shoe itself. And then the feet would get wet. So therefore, that would be saving the body. And anything that's protecting the body is considered derech malbush, that's okay. So again, just to review the different halachot that came out over here regarding silver functional items like a silver key to wear around your neck or the tie clip. Although Shulchan Aruch clearly is osed in the stam, there would be room to be lenient, let's say, in a place where there's an existing eruv that you could rely on those that I want to be mekev. That's the way Chacham Moshe Levi comes out. That's probably what Chacham Baruch Alam Shom was being lenient on. Secondly, reserve buttons, there's room to be lenient to leave them on, like Chacham Moshe Levi says, although Chacham Ben Tzion was osed, and Chacham Avadiya said Mahmid Tabo Alam Berakha, but there's room to be lenient for those that just want to leave them there. And thirdly, there is room to be lenient again on these head coverings that they these hat coverings that are custom fit to the hat. While it would be forbidden to throw a towel over one's head, if it's not covering his body, just covering the hat, or just throw a piece of plastic or something over his head, over his hat, because that's not That's not it. That's just to protect the hat. This is more fitted to the hat, so it's one with the hat, and it's part of the hat. There'd be more room to be lenient on that case. And we've seen there are many people that are mekel on that as well, and wearing rubbers on the shoes, clearly there would be a room to be mekel as well. Again, the subject of today is carrying on Shabbat.